Okay, today is Daf Kuf Nun. We are on the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Nun. We continue our discussion of things that one may say or do on Shabbos from the and the issue from the pasuk in Yeshaya that says V'chibadeto me'asos t'rachecha. You have to honor Shabbos from doing what you for your things. V'mtsoch v'tzecha, deal with business matters or daber daber and speak certain things. So the Gemara Mishnah says Lo yiskor adam tolim b'Shabbos. Can't hire a worker on Shabbos. Can't go out and hire somebody on Shabbos. Rashi says, why diksiv mimsocha petzecha? Because it's a violation of the idea that's supposed to deal with your mundane earthly matters on Shabbos. Mimsocha petzecha. And it says also, v'lo yomar adam l'chaveiro liskor lo pa'alim. And you can't tell somebody else to go hire somebody for you for Shabbos. Gemara is going to ask, that's pasha. I mean, that, why would you think that? If you can't do it, you can ask somebody else to do it. Then the Mishnah says, ein machshichin al hatchum. Rashi points out what that means is likariv atzmo b'shabbos ad sof hatchum. What you can't do is okay. I need to do something outside of the tchum, right? The tchum, we're going to see it in Maseches Erevin. You have 2,000 amos in either way. How far you can go outside the city? You need to be somewhere beyond the tchum. So the Mishnah says you can't be likariv atzmo b'shabbos ad sof hatchum. You can't walk right to the edge of the tchum on Shabbos ulahachshuk sham and wait for it to get dark there for Shabbos to end. So you'll be very close to where the workers are, Ola Pardes Lavi Peros, or to your orchard to bring Peros. Anything that you are not permitted to do on Shabbos itself, Asr Lahachalab. You're not allowed to sort of prepare for it for after Shabbos. This is the idea of preparing after Shabbos. So you're not allowed, I can't go to say, oh, right after Shabbos, I want to hire my workers, so I can't go and I can't say that I'm going to go to the very end of the Tchum. Right by very end of the chum at the end of by Shabbos in order. Oh, thanks. In order to be ready right after Shabbos. So Gemara says, "Ein machshichin al chum liskor lo polim to hire polim because you're not allowed to hire polim on Shabbos. We'll have you payros or to go bring the fruits. So I'm allowed to gather the fruits on Shabbos. Aval machshichu lishmor and then maybe payros biyado. You are permitted to go to the edge of the chum on Shabbos if what you're going to do." It's something you would have been permitted to do on Shabbos. So I'm not to guard my peros, right? Rashi says, "Aval machshichu lios karov letzeis tishmor perosa." I can walk to the end of the tchum to be at a place so I can go then guard my peros afterwards. Why? Zed davar amutter b'Shabbos l'shomer perosa. Because you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. If the peros were in the tchum, I could do that. I'm not doing anything. I can't prepare to do something that I'm not allowed to do, but I can get ready to do something I would be allowed to do, right? V'imhayu right lishmor perosa v'imhayu b'soch tchum. Well, maybe Peros Biyado, and he can bring other Peros with him. In other words, he can do an incidental activity afterwards. And like, he went for the purpose, the main purpose of guarding his Peros, then he can go out and pluck some Peros while he's there also, because that's incidental to his main goal. Klal Amar Abishol, so Abishol gives us the general rule. Kol She'ani Zakai Ba'amariso, Roshay Ani Lahachshi Chalav. Anything that I'm allowed to discuss with my friend on Shabbos, I'm allowed to be machshich. I'm allowed to go to the end of the chum on Shabbos to prepare for that. Right? Something that I'm allowed to do. Rashi says, Abba Shaul says, "No sein haya klal b'davar." Right? Kol shani zakei b'amir yoso. Shani rashi lo omer l'chaveirai olu nachrid b'Shabbos latzos l'mosher Shabbos. Rashi ani lahachshich lav. If it is something that I can say to somebody to do for me on Erev Shabbos, or I can say to a goy to do for me on Motzei Shabbos, I'm allowed to do machshiv halav. I'm allowed to go to the end of the tchum and get ready for that action as well. Yeah, so Gemara says, it's going back to the beginning of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, the first part of the Mishnah was, I can't hire workers on Shabbos, okay, right, for the violation of Mimso Heftzicha. I can't hire workers. And then it also says, I can't say to somebody else to hire workers for me. The Gemara asks, so basically, I mean, here it says, Pshita, Maishnahu Maishnah Chaveiro. What would be the difference? Why would you think that if I can't do it, I could ask somebody else to do it for me? How can that be? Maishnahu Maishnah Chaveiro. Rashi points out, Rashi says, Pshita, the Kevon the Amar Lo Yiskor, since the Mishnah says that I can't hire them, Hu Adin Lo Yomel Chaveiro. I definitely can't ask somebody else. Tayusral Hukamoso, because the other Jew has the same rules and laws that you do. V'lo Matzila Grinu, and he also would be able to hire them. Like, what would be the harm? I can't do it, so I'll ask someone else to do it for me.
I said, where's... Hiring workers for after Shabbos?
Yeah.
Do you need, like, all your waiters
don't know. Ask a rabbi. I don't know. Ask a rabbi. You know, Amar Rav Papa. Rav Papa says, Chaver Nachri. No, what we're talking about over here is telling you the Chiddush that it's talking about that your Chaver is a non-Jew. Right? It's Chaver Nachri. You can't tell somebody else to hire for you, is you can't tell a non-Jew to do it for you, which means it's an issue of Amir al-Nachri. So Gemara says, well, wait a second, we already know about that. Amir al-Nachri, Maskev al-Rashi, Amir al-Nachri Shvus. We already learned the idea, it was on Kuf Aleph, the idea that you're not allowed to tell the Nachri to do a malacha for you. If you're not allowed to do something on Shabbos, you can't tell a non-Jew to do it for you on Shabbos. So still again, what's the Chiddush? If I'm not allowed to hire the workers, then how am I supposed to tell somebody else to hire the workers for me? If I can't do it, I can't ask somebody else to do it for me. So what's the Chiddush? Oh, it's a non-Jew. We already know that halacha about now that I ask the non-Jew. So Ella Amar Rav Ashi. Ravashi says, I feel tame chaver Yisrael. Even with the chaver in the Mishnah, it's talking about a Jew. Kakamash Malan, it's come to teach us with the din is lo yomar adam chavero schorli poalim. You can't tell to your friend, listen, after Shabbos you'll hire for me some workers. But about Omer Adam Chavero Hanira Shetamod Amil Arab. You can tell your friend in more of a hinting way, stay nearby me after Shabbos. Don't say it explicitly, sort of hinting. Stay nearby, right? Tamod Imila Arev. Umas Nisin Mani. And who would our Mishnah then go like? Our Mishnah will go like Rabbi Shuman Karchov, which we'll see in a moment. What does it mean Im Tamod Imila Arev? Rashi says, so Hakamash Malah, no, Hanira, Akshav Nira, Im Tamil Arab, Im Tavo Eli Shekhtecha, come by me when it gets dark. Vishneim Yodim Shal Manasa Sokhra Lepolosa Gumashiro. He's telling him about this because they both know that he wants to hire him to do work. But nevertheless, Bekaven Dilom Mefarish Behedja Shari. If he says he doesn't say it explicitly, that is mutter. Can a forest tell me to come on, and we'll see what it is. So the idea of hinting, which is not allowed by the Mirul Nachri, it is allowed over here, that you can hint to your friend. But the Mishnah is saying that you just can't say it explicitly, but to say it in this more hinting way to your friend about hiring the workers, so something goes ahead over here, whatever, something you can do, that Tamod Imila Arev, and therefore you can do that. Masnisim go like who? The Mishnah goes to Shub and Korcha, the Tanya, because the following brisa, Lo Yomar Lo Adam Lo Chavero Hanira Sheta'amod Imila Arev. Tanakama says you may not do this. You may not tell somebody, listen, wink, wink, just hang out with me after Shabbos and we'll take care of everything he's taken care of. Well, Rav Shuman Karcha says, Omer Adam Lechavero Nir Shetam Omil Erev. He says, you're allowed to do that. And Amar Rabba Barchana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Krav Shua Ben Karcha. The Halacha follows Rav Shuman Karcha, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that says, you can say, stay by me at night and we'll take care of it.
So,
I don't know about that. I don't know. I think I know in the beginning of Shabbos, if you accept Shabbos early, you can ask somebody to do Jew straight out.
Right. Even though they wait.
Right. I don't know what that's to do with over here, but I. Yeah, I know you can. I know in the beginning of Shabbos, you definitely can do that.
They can be using your bell, so they have to
work.
What? They can be using your bell, even though they have to wait about 12 or whatever.
Right, but can they? But they're still doing. They're still. To Yotzi Yardala, but later. In other words, you were Mavdil,
right.
But they're not doing Malachrim. I don't know, that's not the Sugi here. Right, so the Tosos here points out, who's Rav Shuman Karcha? We come across Rav Shuman Karcha. So this is Tosos brings out every now and then. He says that Rav Shuman Karcha is the Rav Shua, the son, Karcha is Rabbi Akiva. Tosos says, the Rabbi Akiva, Yesh Mefarish, the Rabbi Akiva Kori Karcha. Karcha means the bald one. And Rabbi Shua, and we know that Rabbi Akiva has a son named Rabbi Yeshua from other Gemaras. And so they Tosfos says maybe some say they would hear that Rav Kiva Kari Korcha Shai Kireach, he was bald. Kedatani the Parapas with the Bechoros, right? That brings over there right that he was bald. But then Tosfos says ain't near Rabbi Yotam that Rav Shuv ben Korcha that Korcha is Rav Kiva because you're calling him a derogatory name, calling him the baldy. It's not something that the Shas would do to call Rabbi Kiva such a derogatory name. So yeah, Rabbi Kiva had a child. His name was Yeshua. So Rav Shuv ben Korcha is not it. It's somebody else. But Machlokas says Rav Shuv ben Korcha is. Son of this is Rav Kiva's son, or is it somebody else? Okay. Fine. So now we just said that Rabbi Bar Chanan said the name of Yochanan, the halacha follows Rabbi Shuv and Karcha, that you're allowed to tell your Jewish friend, hang out with me at the Shabbos, and then we'll discuss. You know, hang out with me at the Shabbos. So, I'm a Rabbi Bar Chanan, Rabbi Yochanan, my time is Rabbi Shuv and Karcha. What's Rabbi Shuv and Karcha's reasoning to allow you to do this? Isn't this a violation of Mimsoch Chafetzcha Daber Daber? Right? So Gemara says, Diksev Mimsoch Chafetzcha V'Diber Daber, the things that are usher to do, you're not allowed to speak about mundane matters on Chol, now let's speak about them, which says, B'davar davar, says double, which is mashma, dibor asr. You're not allowed to speak about these things on Shabbos, but here are mutter. But here are just thinking about them or hinting about them, that would be mutter. Again, there's a pasuk in Yeshaya. My focus whether that means it's a dindaraisa or dindarabanon, maybe different Kabbalah. But the same, he's learning out based on the pasuk that the only thing that is asr to do from this pasuk is actual articulation. But just to think about something, and here they're not articulating anything. If you're not articulating it, it would be okay. That's what Shuvin Karcha says. What does the other side say? The Gemara doesn't say. Right. So it brings down here in the notes. He brings down from the Ritva that he says. It brings down from the Tosos Rid. Also says that I guess it makes sense. He says like if they all know what's going on and they're discussing it and they know and they're hinting to it, and, you know, if it looks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, then it's a duck basically. Then they yeah, you tell me you didn't say it explicitly, but we know what we're talking about. So therefore, they're going to say that falls under the category. So now what we have here is Rav Yochanan says is that Dibor and Hirhor, because Rav Yochanan's passing with Shuv and Korcha, so they must be hold that Dibor and Hirhor are different. So Rami Le Rav Acha Bar Huna Le Rava, Mi Am Rav Yochanan Dibur Aser Hira Mutter. Does Rav Yochanan really think that if you have an issue in halacha that you'll dibur, actual articulation would be aser, but non-articulation would then be mutter, right? Alma, if that's the case, Hira Lakiv Dibur Dami. Must mean he holds that Hira, thinking about something, is not the same thing as Dibur. But what about the following halacha? V'Am Rav Bar Chanan Am Rav Yochanan, same member, Rav Bar Chanan name Rav Yochanan. In any place you're allowed to think about Divrei Torah, except in the bathhouse or in the bathroom. Well, if you just told me that Hirhor is not Kedivor, why can't I do Hirhor in the bathhouse? It's not the same thing. So the Gemara says, no, Shani Hafsam. There it's different. It's a specific din when it comes to Hirhor in the Beis HaKisei and Beis HaMerchatz. Because even though Rav Yochanan will hold that Hirhor typically is not Kedivor Dami, in this situation is a different, there's a Pasuk. The Ba'inan, because we need, the Pasuk says, V'hayu machanecha kadosh. Your camp should be holy. And Rashi says, V'hayu machanecha kadosh. V'lo ksiv bei dibor, elo makom chaniyoscha tihe b'kedusha. Right? It doesn't say anything dibor about there. It says, your camp should be kadosh. So everything should be kadosh. There's a separation between the holy places and the non-holy places. It doesn't mention dibor at all when it comes to that. The time of Mishum Yisrael Maharin Tam B'Divrei Torah. The Yisrael always Maharin B'Divrei Torah, and you have to make sure every Maharin B'Divrei Torah has to be in a holy place. So there's a special, I'm not exactly sure how it works, but there's a special limud that you can't have here or in the Beis HaKisei. So Gemara says, wait a second, Hachanami, even when it comes to Dvarim Shebekdusha, we have a pasuk. The pasuk says, V'hayim Achanecha Kadosh, and it says, V'lo Yireh B'cha Ervas Davar. The Gemara is playing on the word Davar. Davar means Dibor. So basically then, so Yol Yirbucha Eras Davar, so I think what it means is that, alright, Mela in the Beis HaKisei, but in the Beis HaMerchatz, which is a problem of seeing Erva, well it says Davar. So that would say that only Dibor is Asar, but Hirhor would be Mutter, right? That's a Lashon of Dibor. So Rashi says, Ervas Davar, Amo Lo Asar Le Ela B'Shas Dibor. Only be Asar when you do Dibor. So the Gemara says, no. That's not true. That's not what that pasuk is teaching us. Hahu, that pasuk of Aloyer from Erzavar is talking about Miboy Leilich of the Rav Yehuda. It's needed for the halacha that Rav Yehuda taught. The Amr of Yehuda, Akum, a non-Jew, Arum, Asalikros Kriyashma B'Kenegdo. You now have Kriyashma next to a naked non-Jew. So the Gemara says, wait a second. My ear Akum. What do you care about? What about an Akum? My ear Akum. I feel you saw an Ami. Even a Jew. What do you come on to it? And outcomes. So the Gemara says, no, lo mi boi kamar. You know, it's obvious. Lo mi boi Yisrael the Aser. Of course, you're not allowed to say Kriyat Shema in front of a non-Jew who's Aser. Aval Akum, but because you would think because he's seeing the Erva. Aval Akum, but an Akum Keva de Ksiv Bey, since it's written by the Akum, Pasuk in Cheskel, it says, Asher Bisar Chomarim Bisaram, their Erva is compared to a donkey, right? The Shuya Shuul Poli Machamor that they learn out from, that their Erva, it's not considered, you would have thought that maybe you would be able to say Kriya Shema in front of them, Ema Shapir Dami, Kamash Malon, that no, if you have Rabbi Hudu says, that even applies to the Erva of an Akum, that you're not allowed to say Kriya Shema in front of them. The more then says, well, Ema Hakanami. Why? Maybe ain't a chanami. The erva of an akum is considered like a donkey. It's not considered erva, and therefore you would be able to say Kriya Shema in front of them. All right. So Amakra, the apostle therefore says, no. The ervas aviyam lo rahu. You see, from when it comes to Noach, the non-Jew, b'nei Noach, then when he was naked, they said, no, the brothers walk backwards. It says the ervas aviyam lo rahu. It calls it the erva. So I go, okay. So if it's an erva from that pasuk, what do I need Rabbi Yehuda for? I don't know. Okay. So now the Gemara is going to go back on Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said that speaking about mundane matters or monetary matters on Shabbos is usher from the idea of mimso chafetz chovet avadavar. Now the Gemara is going to bring down five statements of Amoraim that allowed you to speak about non-Shabbos matters or monetary matters on Shabbos. The problem is, I think that the answer to this question is so obvious, I don't understand what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is going to bring down five cases. They're all talking about cases of mitzvah. So it's totally different than talking about hiring my workers. So I don't understand what the havni of the question is. The Gemara says, but Dibor Miyasser is really speaking about the things Asser. The Har of Chizda, Rav Hamnuna, we have the case of Chizda and Rav Hamnuna, the Amri Tarvaya, they both says, Cheshbono shal mitzvah, motel lecheshbon b'shabbos. The Cheshbon, God bless it, the Cheshbon of mitzvah, how much money you have to give to this ani, how much stuck you should give to that person, that's mutter on Shabbos. That's number one. But number two, Vermer Velazar, postkum stuck on ani on Shabbos. Also, I'm allowed to decide to figure out how much money I can give to each ani on Shabbos. Question number three, Vermer of Yaakov Baridi, Amr of Yochanan, Mifakhin pikuach nefesh, the pikuach rabin b'shabbos, lahochin labote kinesios, the pakeach al iske rabin b'shabbos. They can discuss certain things regarding pikuach nefesh and pikuach rabin, meaning how to deal with the government, things like that. You can discuss on Shabbos, and you can gather in the gathering places. You can even go to the basic labote kinesios, knesses just to gather, right? Lif pakeach al iske rabin b'shabbos, in order to discuss these matters that deal with the public, even on Shabbos. That's question number three. Number four, Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Holchim litiratios, ulikirksaos, ulivilivsilakaos. These are some like places where the goyim would gather together. I thought that maybe these are like the where they have the gladiator fights and things like that. That you were able to go there on Shabbos to discuss things with the non-Jews, the pakeichal iski rabim Shabbos, in order to try to save things and do things that affect B'nai Yisrael on Shabbos. I heard someone say that he thought that this was the Colosseums and the gladiator places that you can go, because they used to have the Jews in there who were fighting, and you would try to save the Jew, thumbs up, thumbs down, to influence the individual, the leader, to make sure they don't get killed after
the other reason was it, is if the person being killed by the gladiator was Jewish,
right,
then the wives wouldn't be in a people were
with. Okay. So the Gemara says, so that's number four. Number five, the Tana Bei Menashe, and they learned in the Brice of in the Beis Medrash of Menashe, Mishatchin al Tinokos, they can discuss Shiduchim. Shiduchim doesn't mean just going on a date. It means actual, the monetary matters of what's going to be with the Shiduchim. Right, the Mishatchim is al Tinokos la'aris b'Shabbos, to get engaged. Ve'al ha'tinok l'lamdo sefer, you can be Mishatch a kid with the Rebbe, so that he can teach him, right? L'lamdo umnos, you can also hire somebody to teach him umnos, important Rashi. L'lamdo umnos, Rashi says, Tehanami mitzvah, to teach his son a trade. Tehanami mitzvahi, that's a mitzvah as well. Dechol she'enum l'lamdo umnos, if you don't teach your son a trade, m'lamdo listos, that you're teaching him how to be a thief. Mitzvah yafin mikra, and you learn how to mitzvah, the bekdushin be'ishan nikniknis. Right, mishtanu adoros, the teva. Right, that's what Tano Teva. So you don't have to. You have to teach him an umnos. Again, so these things are all mutter to discuss these things on Shabbos. But I think the answer is just obvious. That's like Gemara just gives the next answer. The Gemara says Amakra. What are we talking about? The pasuk says Mimso Chafzcha B'daber Daber. You now discuss items that are for you. Chafatzecha Asurim, but Chafte Shemayim Mutarim. Things that are only applied to you. That's also to discuss. But for Chafte Shemayim, for mitzvos, that's mutter. And that's where you get the Zemer on Shabbos. Chafetzecha Asurim, Gamas Shol Cheshbonos. Yerhuim Mitarim, we said the hero is Mutter, Ushadek Habanos, Tinok Lamdo Sefer, so all those things are Mutter. I think it's just so clear from the Pasuk, I wasn't sure what the question was. Okay. What? It says, Mishatkim al Hatinokos. No, I think it just means the young people. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. So now Rav Yehuda says the name of Shmuel. Tough to read, but the Gears verse says Cheshbonu shel Melech v'shel Mabikach mutu lechashon v'Shabbos. The Cheshbonos of the king and the Cheshbonos of Mabikach are mutter to discuss on Shabbos. What's the Cheshbonos of the king? So the Cheshbonos of the king, Rashi says shel Melech shel Eitzah she'enu shelo le'eit tzarech b'kach. Kegon harot to live in those bayis, kach for kach, tzarech lahotzibo. You talk about somebody else. So how much money do you think that guy's going to spend to build a house? How much money do you think the government's going to have to spend in order to fund all of the ridiculous things that people want to fund when, you know, if they win? You know, that's cheshbonos shel melech. It has no impact necessarily on you. The same thing, cheshbonos shel mabikach, are things that already happened in the past. How much does that cost? And nothing that's going to have that impact you going forward. Right, that's cheshbonos shel mabikach, mutter lecheshbon. Rashi says, shel melech, shel eitzo, she'enu shelo, ve'en tzor pekach, ovali nira, kimo malacha. Malacha lecheshbonos halalu. Harein ein tzor pekach, there's no need for them. Right, lo lecha v'lo l'acher. You want to hide the priest, we'll see what's going on. It's cheshbonos that have no impact on you. How much is this guy, this athlete, going to make or something like that? It doesn't make a difference to you. Right, the Rabbi Yochanan says, kimo she yachshov, Adam Cheshbon, you go on Chayelos Hamelech, Kachmaka. How much is it going to cost the government to support the troops? So Tainam Yehachi, but Bryce that supports this, Cheshbonos Avru, Cheshbonos of the past. Right, Cheshbonos Avru, right, we're going to end up saying Cheshbonos Avru means money that I owed and haven't paid yet. So then there's still an impact, so I haven't paid them yet. Vishe Asidim Liyos, and Cheshbonos of things that I'm going to owe in the future. That's Asur L'Cheshbon. Now you're not allowed to discuss on Shabbos. Shel Melech, but of the Cheshbonos of the king, right, that it's Mabikach, what does that have anything to do with you? That is, and Shel Mabikach, Mutter L'Cheshbon. That you're allowed to discuss on Shabbos. And Rashi says, Shel Mabikach, Kigon Shekvar Hayu L'Tzorech El Sha'avru. Kigon Kafakach L'Tzesi B'Binyan Zeh. It took me X amount of dollars to build this building. I'm all done. I'm paid with it already. So Gemara says, wait a second, let's see what Kasha now. Or Yiminu, let's steal from a Brysa. Brysa says, Choshvin cheshbonos she'enon tzrichin, right? You're allowed to chashov and to speak about cheshbonos that have no purpose. There's no toelis. Ve'emach shvinin cheshbonos she'tzrichin b'Shabbos. But you can't discuss cheshbonos that have a tzorech on Shabbos. Ketzad, what's the case? The Brisa continues. Omer adam l'chaveiro, you can tell your friend on Shabbos, kach v'kach po'alim hotzesi, this is how much I hired those people for. That's how much I paid them in order for them to do this, to do the work that's already done on this field. And also, you have to say, I bought this apartment for X amount of dollars. But you can't tell to your friend, you can't tell your friend, this is what I owe, I haven't paid yet, and this is what I'm going in the future to pay. Now, the problem is, in the ratio of the brisa we just said before, that your cheshbonos that are in the past, you're allowed to discuss. And here it says that things in the past, you're not allowed to. How much I paid, I'm not allowed to discuss. And the Gemara says, wait a second, tameich kash lehagufa. According to you, that brisa itself that we just read before, we already know the answer, but the brisa itself that we said before also is contradictory. It says, cheshbonos she'avru right, it says over there, kash lehagufa. Right over there, in the first brisa, it says that you're not allowed to discuss cheshbonos she'avru, and in the Sefer it says you're allowed to discuss cheshbonos she'avru, the cheshbonos of Mabikach. What's the difference? The Gemara says, because we said, Elaha de Ika Agra de Agra Gabe, but the Leka Agra de Agra Gabe, do you still owe the money or not? If you're not allowed to discuss past expenses if you haven't paid yet, because then you're basically discussing how much I currently owe. But you're permitted to discuss past expenses if I no longer owe them, because it's Mabikach, and there's no impact. It's no influence. I mean, that's how we learned it originally, but the Gemara takes the steps in order to get there. Okay, then the Mishnah then said, Ein Machshichin. What that was is that you're not allowed to, right, it's something that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. You can't prepare by going to the end of the Tchum to be there right when Shabbos is over, so you can be right, ready to pounce to do what you need to do. So Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, we have this following Brisa, Maisa b'chosid echad, you had this one righteous man, Shenifritzolo peretz b'toch sadeyu. He found out that there was a that there was a breach in his gate by his field. The nimloch aleh ligodra, and he decided in his mind, he even said it out loud, he's decided in his mind he's going to go fix it, that he's going to go fix it. The niska shabbosu, and then he realized it was Shabbos and he felt terrible that on Shabbos he thought about doing this malacha, you know, about doing this. I'm not sure whether he thought about doing it after Shabbos or about doing it now. He thought about doing this malacha, and he was upset. So as a knas to himself, he decided not to fix the breach in the wall. He said he's not going to do it. He was machmir on himself not to do it. And a miracle happened. But also bo tzlaf, and some caper bush grew on that spot. A caper bush, Rashi points out, has three different types of fruit that comes out from it. So not only did he now the breach in the wall was closed, right, the Oslo Botzlaf, but also the Mimena Haisa Parnasaso Uparnasashabeso. He was able to provide food and sustenance to himself and to his family because he was very machmir and he was very upset about himself of even thinking about doing a malacha on Shabbos. Okay. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Rav Yehuda says his name is Shmuel, Mutter la'adam loma lechavero. Right, a person is permitted to say to his friend on Shabbos, Lichrach ploni, ani holech lemachar. I'm going to be going to, tomorrow. I'm going to go to such and such city, even though such and such city is outside of the tchum. So this is something he theoretically cannot do on Shabbos. Yet this Bryce is saying that Shmuel saying you're allowed to tell somebody that I'm going to go to the city. That's Michutz L'Tchum, I'm going to go there tomorrow, even though it's something not allowed to do on Shabbos. Why? Because she'im yesh lo burganim holich. Because if there were huts along the way, he would be able to go now. Meaning, if there was something that could have taken place on Shabbos, that would have permitted him to do it on Shabbos. Again, the Tchum is the end of the city. So I can't go to that city because there are no huts. But if there were huts along the way, then the tchum of the city would be extended, and therefore I would be able to do it on Shabbos. So there's something that could have been done, I guess not violent, there's something that could have been done, which would have permitted this on Shabbos, and I can discuss it. I can talk about it. Right? Rashi says, Shim Yishlo Burganim, he says, right, may ayin amwa l'ayin amwa holech afilu b'Shabbos. If it's a certain distance away from each other, you can go on Shabbos. Shekol ha'choshev kir achas v'chol ha'ir k'dal ha'amin. If it's all part of the same city, we'll get to that. On Daf Samach, it says here in Erevin, so that's like 67 days. The kevad hu davar sheyishlo heter al yedei takana b'Shabbos. Even so, this is something that has a heter, something that could be fixed on Shabbos. Mutal omro afilu b'makom she'ein sham heter. You'll have to discuss it, even if there's no heter at that particular moment. I don't have that. We don't exactly how you categorize that. The Gemara says, okay, Tanan, we're going to ask on Shmuel. Tanan, our Mishnah says, Ein machshichim ala tchum, liskor polim, v'lavi peros. Well, our Mishnah says, you may not go to the end of the tchum in preparation for going further to hire polim or to get your peros. So the Gemara says, Bishlama, liskor polim. I understand why liskor polim, because there's no heter. There's no possibility that something could have been prepared on Shabbos that would then allow me to hire Poalim on Shabbos. You just can't do that. But right, Bishlam al-Skor Poalim is Shabbos lo matzi agar. There's no way to do it on Shabbos. There's no possible way for me to hire workers on Shabbos. But el havi peros, but to bring the peros, well, there's a possibility for me to do that. Lavi peros lema she'im yesham mechitzos maybe. Well, if there was mechitzos, why can't I go there? Maybe because it's in the Rishus Arabim. So why can't I say, okay, if there were walls, that there was an Erev that was put up, I'd be able to go. So just like Shmuel allows you to do that, to discuss about where you're going elsewhere, so let me go out to go do something. If there was a way it could have been permitted on Shabbos, then I can discuss it or prepare for it on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, no, Mishkachas Lebe Peros Mechubarim. What he's talking about over there is where the Peros are attached. He's going to get attached Peros in violation of Kotzer. There is nothing you could have done on Shabbos that would allow me then to do Kotzer on Shabbos. But Mara continues to ask on Shmuel, Vahatani Rav Oshia, there was a brace that says, Ein machshichim al tchum lo havi tevin v'kash. You can't, you know, go to the edge to bring tevin and kash, which is, I don't know, straw and other types of straw. And what? Okay. And kash is not. Okay. So Bishlama, kash. So I understand why I can't do this for kash. Mishkachas lebe mechubar, because it could still be attached. Right? It's not processed, it can still be attached. El tevin, which is processed, heichi mishkachas le. Why are you telling me that I can't find a way to find that it's mutter? Just say, just say that maybe it would be a case that it was detached, and it could have been detached, and therefore, if there was a way that it would have been permissible on Shabbos, I can go to the end of the Tchum and get ready for it. The Gemara says, no, but Tivna Sarya. We're talking about rotten Tevin. I guess rotten Tevin, which isn't even Roy Lamachal Behema, and therefore, that is, even if you had these Mechitos up the whole way, you wouldn't be mutter to grab them because they'd be muksa. Because they're so gross, so disgusting, it would be muksa. So if they're so gross, I don't know what your purpose is for now, but there would never have been a way on Shabbos to be able to get it. So Toshma, the Gemara continues to ask on Shmuel, right, the Mishnah, I think it's tomorrow, says, Machshichin al hatchum lipakeach al iske kala val iske hamis. You're allowed to, you know, wait by the edge, by the tchum, in order to deal with after Shabbos, or to deal with things that involve the kala, by the bride, and iske mes, and the deceased. So what's going on? So the diuk is, al iske kala v'mes in. You're only allowed to do it for things that deal with the bride or the deceased, but al iske acher lo. But for other things, you're not allowed to. So the Gemara says, okay, now let's go on. So what would Bishlama Achar do? Why? You got to make a diuk. Things that the diuk is only for a kal and a mace you may do it for, but not for anybody else. So Bishlama Achar Dumi the Kala, Mishkachas La. So what would be the Chiddush? The Chiddush would be that for somebody other than the Kala, have the case of Lemigze Le Asa, to cut the hadassim or something like that. You want to cut the myrtle for the kala so she has her bouquet. So the Mishnah is saying that even though that's something that you really typically can't do on Shabbos, for a kala you're allowed to be go prepare and get ready for it. For other people you can't. So therefore there's a chiddush. But something that you typically wouldn't be able to do, you can do for the kala. But when it comes, but Ella mace, what is it that you're preparing for a mace that you wouldn't have been able to do for anybody else? Ella mace, my nihu. What's the problem? Lahavilo arim tachrichrin, to prepare to bring the casket and to bring the tachrichrin, the katani mace in, and telling me that only for the mace you may do that. Aval acher lo, but for other people no. But according to Shmuel, amai lema shim yesha mechitzos maybe. Why wouldn't you be able to do that for other people also? There would have been a possibility of way of doing it heter on Shabbos if there were mechitzos. You would be able to. So why wouldn't I be able to do it? Why would I not be able to do it for anyone other than the mace? The Gemara says, no, mace, nam mishkachas, no, we're talking about the mace. There is certain types of mace that you would, things that you're allowed to prepare for the mace, you're not allowed to prepare for other people, because this is something that wouldn't be permitted to do on Shabbos, is lemigze leglima. I guess that means to cut and to get ready to actually, you know, make, not just to bring the tachrichin, but to make the tachrichin. And that will involve malachas on Shabbos. So for other people, you can't prepare to go there because those are things that never would have any way to be permitted to be done on Shabbos. But for the mace, you are allowed to go to the end of the chum and prepare for those items, even though doing those things wouldn't have ever been permitted to be done on Shabbos. Okay. Then the Mishnah said, right, you are permitted to go to the edge of the chum if what you were going to the edge of the chum for was to do something that would be permitted on Shabbos, which was machshichin lishmor umevi peirus biyado. You can go to the end of the chum to just guard your field, because guarding your field is something that will be mutter on Shabbos, and therefore I can get on Shabbos itself. I can go to. It's why you have to very be careful about certain things. Like if you can say on Shabbos that after Shabbos I'm going to go to my parents, that's fine because you can go to your parents on Shabbos. After Shabbos I'm going to go drive to my parents. That might not be something you're allowed to do because there's no way to drive on Shabbos. But if you want solo, maybe after, I don't know. Okay, so Gemara says, now the Gemara asks, okay, wait a second. So you're permitting somebody to do this malacha immediately after Shabbos. The Gemara wasn't asked the question from the beginning, when did he do Havdalah? You have to do, in order, before, okay, Shabbos is over, you still can't do malacha until you do Havdalah. So the Gemara says, Afa gav delo abdil, right? You're allowed to do this malacha to go, right? The Mishnah said, you're allowed to go to the Lishmor Peirosov, and you're allowed to pluck Peiros when you're there, right? Because that's incidental. But how are you allowed to pluck the Peiros? You haven't done Havdalah yet. Afakat lo avdil va amar din amar of Elazar ben Antigonus mishum of Elazar ben Yaakov asul lo adam shiaseh chavatzav kodem sheyavdil. You're not allowed to do it until you say Avdallah. V'chi tem with the avdil b'tfila. Well, maybe you'll tell me, okay, well, no problem. He said Avdallah during davening. He davened marv and he said Avdallah. Right, the Gemara says v'hamar of Yehuda amar Shmuel, but that's Rav Yehuda saying name of Shmuel. Hamavdil b'tfila. Even if you do Avdallah in your tfila, tsaruch sheyavdil al kos. You still are mechuyav to do Avdallah al kos. So the Gemara says, so the Gemara says, V'chi tem the avil kos. Oh, he did. He was mavil kos. Kos besadam ika. Who has the wine in the field? Where was he? What practically? How did that happen? So Mara says, "Oh, Targum of Rinasa Marabi Kamei Derava Bein Agito Shano." He was in the presses. Out there were the presses, so he definitely had wine. So the first answer is he did have Dalal the coast. So now the Gemara says another answer: Amalei Rav Abba or Rav Ashi B'Marava Armin Hachi Hamavdil Ben Kodesh Lachol V'Avdin Tzarkin. All you have to do is say Hamavdil Ben Kodesh Lachol, and you can do malacha. Right? The way we know is that you say Havdalah in Marav, that permits malacha. You want to eat, then you have to go to Havdalah Lakos. But there is a machlokus on the when you say Hamavdil, you tell your kids, say Hamavdil. You have to say B'Shem Hamachlos or not. So that happens to be a machlokus Rishonim, where they can just say Baruch Hamavdil Ben Kodesh Lachol, or you have to say Baruch Hashem Okein Melcholam Hamavdil Ben Kodesh Lachol. So here, that's what happens. According to Rabbi Abba Rashi, says all this person has to do the malacha is say Hamavdil. Right, and he can do his malacha. Right, Rashi says, "Hamavdil in kolosh lechol lehakeira ba'alma," just to make it clear, lelavos asamelech to escort the melech out from Shabbos, va'avdin atzarchin, and then you can do your work. Va'acharkach anu mevarch malakos bracha gemura davdala, and then afterwards you can say bracha lakos the real avdala. The kolshekain the adu b'tfila, and Rashi says kolshekain if you're mavdil in tfila. You're allowed to do your work, and then you have dollar afterwards. So that's, I mean, I think that's halacha, how we do it. Have some machlokas, we show you how that works. And then the Gemara continues, when I was in the house of Rav Kahana, Hava Omer, Rav Kahana would do, he would say, and then he would start cutting the trees already. So once he said, you're allowed to do malacha. So that's what the answer is. First answer was, nope, he said Havdalah al the coast, because he was by the vats and he had wine. Second answer is he doesn't have to say Havdalah al the coast, just as a mafil, and then he can do the malacha. Okay. We'll stop here, pick up tomorrow. Have a good day.